Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook with David Begno.
Well, it is day one of the phase one reopening here in New York City. Manufacturing and construction can fire back up, and non-essential retailers can reopen with restrictions. I drove by one business today, and I looked out my window, and I saw people inside with the lights on, and I got excited. I mean, it has been lonely and depressing to walk around New York City with everything shut down. I went to a children's boutique on the Upper West Side. A woman named Stephanie owns it, and she says she pays $24,000 a month in rent. Her retail business has boomed online in the middle of a pandemic, but today she's doing curbside pickup only, and she is blessed to be open because she said some of the owners around her have had to close down because they couldn't survive the shutdown.